when we follow the chronology of John chapter 2, we saw that John had walked from his baptism north to Cana of Galilee to the wedding. We learn this when we overlay Matthew chapter 3 with the end of John chapter 1. After Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he walks back to the scene of his baptism. And en route to Galilee, he calls five disciples, Andrew, John, Philip, Peter, and Nathanael. So literally, he's walked from the wilderness to the wedding. Now, in the wilderness, he refused to make stones into bread. In other words, he refused to give himself bread, even though he was starving. He had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We're actually told in Matthew 4 that he had become hungry. And so he would not use his power to make bread for himself. Now, bread is a necessity. So he arrives at the wedding feast, and he's willing to use his power to make wine for others. Wine is a luxury. Now, it wasn't that they didn't have any wine. They drank it all, and they ran out. So he refused to give himself food, a necessity, when he was hungry. He was willing to give them wine after they had already had wine. He refused this necessity to himself. He gives luxury to others. Such is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Such is the God with whom we have to do. Such is the pattern that we are to be conformed to. This is our goal, to be like this Jesus. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.